Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Yeah, off and running on a Christmas Eve. Welcome in. Gordon Damer with you here on The Fan. 888-808-1019, the telephone number, as we take you for the next 4 hours up until 2 o'clock. Lots to get into. Lots to talk about. Along with Rami LaVie on the other side. Lots of sports. But before we get to any of that, obviously, it is Christmas Eve. Before we get to anything else, want to wish everyone out there within the sound of my voice a very Merry Christmas, a very Happy Holidays to each and every one of you. Hopefully Santa is good to you and yours. Hopefully you get to spend some time with friends and family over the next couple of days. If that's the type of thing you want to do, if you don't, avoid your family. Look, everybody has their own plans in life. I'm not going to tell you how to go about your life. You know what's best for you. I'm not the boss of you. You're the boss of you. So whatever that plan is, whatever your dreams are over the next couple of days, hopefully you get a chance to enjoy whatever that, if it's private time, if it's hiding out from the family, viewing TikTok by yourself someplace, you try to avoid that one relative, whatever it is. But we got a lot of sports to talk about, and we're going to get to it at 888-808-1019. And look, it is the most wonderful time of the year. I really believe that. Christmas, to me, if we were going to have a draft of the number one holiday to have, Christmas is the Fernando Mendoza. It's the one that I'm looking forward to the most. It's the one with family. Everybody gets a couple of days to kind of catch up with everything, and you start to look ahead to the new year, 2026, right around the corner. And that's the good part. We got a lot of good stuff to go through. Now, of course, we have some bad stuff to go to, and that involves the football teams. It's still not over. We still got two more games to slog through with these two hopeless, miserable, awful teams. You get the Jets and Patriots. You get the Giants and the Raiders. One game will be completely non-competitive. The other will be a contest of anything you can't do, I'm even worse at. And make no mistake, while the Giants season has been over, for all intents and purposes, for a very long time, the Jets season has been over even longer than that. This Giants game this week, I'm not overselling this. This is monumental The importance of this game is monumental. The difference between picking first in the draft and picking second or third is monumental. And make no mistake, the Giants need all the help they can get. Everything that they can possibly get in their face, they need it. So yes, the number one pick is that important. This game against the Raiders is that important. It's the difference between drafting, hopefully, a franchise cornerstone player or drafting a franchise cornerstone player and getting future draft picks. The thing that the Giants and really all bad teams need more than anything else. If the Giants draft number one overall, they can pivot. They can spin that into one of the greatest gifts under the tree that the franchise has had in a very long time. Mainly because there have been no presents under the tree for the Giants in a very long time. And this is almost like going back in time in a way. Back in 2018, the Giants were sitting with the second overall pick. Feels like just time is a flat circle with the Giants. Every year, 2, 5, 3, every year they're just picking at the top of the draft. And back then, it was crystal clear. In real time, this is not hindsight. This is not revisionist thinking. In real time in 2018, it was clear that the Giants, as good a player as he is, should not draft Saquon Barkley number two overall. That made absolutely no sense. The Giants were not a running back away from relevance. They weren't a running back away from being a competitive football team. But Dave Gettleman back then, he even says it out loud, which is gutsy to admit out loud. Some things you just keep inside. But he admitted out loud, I'm not even picking up the phone call. I'm not picking up the phone. Anybody who's calling about that second overall pick, I don't even want to talk to them. What? You're the GM. You should be talking to them. But he didn't. And the Giants drafted a running back. And to show you, that was such a bad decision. We will live to be 1,000 years old. When we get old and decrepit, we'll be uploaded to the cloud and continue on consciously somewhere in the ether. And yet, for as long as we live, we will never see a running back going second overall ever again. Barry Sanders' great-great-grandchild will not be drafted second overall. We will never see it again. That's the last time it happened. That's how bad a decision that was. But while that decision was horrendous, the Giants have just continued on. This season has been yet another disaster. And to me, this offseason, for once and for all, the Giants should approach it with the mindset of Stone Cold Steve Austin. What is Stone Cold Steve Austin's catchphrase? That's the bottom line because Stone Cold said so. The Giants should approach this offseason with a very cold and calculating approach that this is the bottom line and we're not dealing with the nonsense that we've dealt with before. So as you go into this week, it's 9 straight losses, right? This is going to be a 10th straight loss. One step closer to firing Joe Shane. That's another important aspect of this. I can't say that if they won this game, they would keep Joe Shane. But again, the Giants need all the help they can get. They need everything possible to show them they are not on the right path. They got to switch this up. They switched it up with the coach. That was the right move, either then or now or after the season. Obviously, they had to get a new head coach. They should absolutely have a new GM. And if you lose out with, 11 straight losses to wrap up the year, has there ever been anyone who could present the case that they deserve to keep their job after 11 straight losses in year 4 running a team? Think about it. The last time the Giants won a game was week 6. It was October. It was early October. New Year's is in a week, and they still haven't won another game. October 9th. That's so long ago. The Knicks had not played a game yet. The New York Rangers had not scored a goal yet. That trend has kind of continued. But still, I digress. It's been 76 days since they won a game. So I say, just keep going. You just have to go a little bit more. Can you give me one more day? Can you give me one more loss? That's what the Giants need. And this one, as the kids say, this is the final boss. Going up against a Raiders organization, which is as inept as anybody on the planet. Think about what the Raiders did last year. They won four games. They went out, decided to hire the oldest head coach in NFL history, draft a running back sixth overall. Gee, that didn't work out either. And give Geno Smith a monster contract. And somehow, look at that, they're battling for the first overall pick. Who could have seen that coming? But for the Giants, this game is of monumental franchise importance. This is on the level of the big moments in franchise history. Can you get that number one pick? Can you get the number one pick overall? Because if you can land that, the teams will be lining up to make a deal with you. And you can still get whatever you're looking at. And look, the Giants need a lot of things. Is there anything you could cross off the list and say, for sure, we don't need that? Really, the only thing, hopefully, is that you could say quarterback. We don't need a quarterback. We got our quarterback. But anything other than that, the shopping list is pretty long. And this draft will not just set you up with another, hopefully, franchise cornerstone player by whoever's making the pick, but it'll also reward you with future picks down the road and the ability to fix all the many holes. And finally, maybe in a year or two, if you go out and hire the right head coach, if you go out and hire a competent GM, if you go out and you make a trade where you get a future number one or a future two and this pick and that pick, you are now set up for success in a way the Giants have not been in a very long time. And I would just say, if you don't get the number one pick, sure, you'll draft another nice player, hopefully, whoever's making that pick. It can't be Joe Shane, but it increases the odds that Joe Shane could actually be back. Now, I can't imagine that not even the Giants would say, you know what, let's bring this guy back after we won a meaningless game at the end of the season. But over the last couple of years, people have floated the idea that somehow the Giants have become the Jets. And I've kind of pushed back against that because I look at the Giants this offseason. I don't know all the different head coaching openings that will be open, but the Giants' job almost certainly will be the most appealing job, and it only becomes more appealing with the number one overall pick. But if there's one thing that you would define the Jets as one thing the Jets do that nobody does it like the Jets do in one regard, it's winning a meaningless game at the end of the season that only hurts you in the long run. And that's exactly what it would be if the Giants go out there and win this week against the Raiders. It's not going to be easy. You're going to have to raise your level of incompetence even beyond the normal scope. We're looking for turnovers from the quarterback. We're looking for fumbles from the skill position players. We're looking for missed blocks. Don't get Dart hurt, please, God forbid. But you're really going to have to raise your level of incompetence. And I know Giant fans right now, they don't really have much faith in the organization. And how could they? The coaching changes, all the different things that have gone on here the last decade or so. I'll be honest with you. I don't have a lot of faith that the Giants are going to be able to rise to the occasion against the Raiders at 4 o'clock on Sunday. I don't believe that the Giants are going to lose this game. And this is a pivot point in real time. Lose the game, secure the number one pick, and maybe for once in your lives, you'll be able to finally turn, after a decade of misery, you'll be finally able to turn this thing around and get it pointed in the right direction. A win means absolutely nothing in the long run. I mean, the coach is not going to be here. The GM shouldn't be here. You're not building anything moving forward. This is a pivot point in real time, and let's hope that the incompetence that we have watched on a week-in, week-out basis since October, on a week-in, week-out basis, on a year-in, year-out basis, that the Giants can rise to the level of the sink to the level of the competition and put together their most incompetent performance of the last decade. That is what it's going to take to be able to lose to the Vegas Raiders on Sunday. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number. 888-808-1019. All right, let's get some phone calls. What's that? All right, yes, our friends at Town Fair remind you that Town Fair Tire always gets you the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. All right, let's get some phone calls. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number. Very smooth start by me, just stumbling all over myself. Let's get to Stan in Connecticut. Stan, what's going on, my man? You're first up on the phone.
Hey, I thought your monologue was a very smooth start. I don't agree with it all, but it's okay.
Listen, give it to me.
I've been a Giants fan for a very, very long time, all the way back to Yankee Stadium and, you know, where you wore a jacket and a tie as a little kid.
Okay? Right.
So, like all the men did with their hats and the whole deal. So that's how long. But I will say this. The Giants and the Jets are very far apart. The Giants actually could have legit won 5 or 6 more games than they did. Mm-hmm. They blew games, mm-hmm. as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And their fundamental roster is quite a bit better than the Jets.
No
but
question.
That being said, I think that, first of all, pro players and pro coaches don't tank. I mean, they're playing for their jobs and the rest of it, and we all know. Now, whether the Giants are better off tanking or not, here's what I'd like. I think Dart can play. I was wrong about Dart. I had my doubts about Dart. And what I posted this week on X was, I hope I'm not wrong about being wrong. You know what I mean? Because the last game was rough. But the kid can play. You got to let him play. All this nonsense about trying to control him is crazy. Let the kid create. That's what football is today anyway, as you know. Who's the greatest quarterbacks out there? The improvisers, Allen, Mahomes, Jackson, those guys that can make plays out of plays that don't quite work out. So, you know, I would just say stay the course, trade down. If you do get 1 or 2 or 3, trade down, get a couple more first-round picks, get a couple of second-round picks, And I think they will leave Shane in for another year to try to manage this draft. Believe it or not, I'm not a Shane fan at all. After Hard Knocks, it was awful, and I think he should have been gone, but he's here. But I don't think Kafka has anything to do with Dart, and I don't think Daboll being gone hurt Dart either. I think Dart is who he is, and he can play. And the last thing is, when you bring in the head coach, you know, he's going to bring a whole new staff. And you got to harken back to the Parcells era. It doesn't even have to get along with the GM. George Young and Bill Parcells weren't always friendly. But they built a great team and a dynasty back then. So that's my take. Have a great holiday. And best to you and yours.
Same to you, Stan. Thanks for the phone call. 888-808-1019. Well, look, Stan got a lot of stuff in there. The idea of trading down, yes, that is appealing. But it's more appealing at the number one pick. The supply does not match the demand for quarterbacks. And look, we still got a long way to go before the NFL draft in April. But the Giants will be in a far better position with their quarterback already locked in and the number one pick. I don't know if anybody is moving up to the second pick. I don't know if anybody's moving up to the third pick. That number one pick, you're going to have teams clamoring to get to that number one pick. And that means generally, even if they're moving from 5 to 1, the price is exorbitant. You're going to have to give up your pick this year. You're going to have to give up another number one, probably a day 2 pick this year and next year. And what we've seen with the draft, if you're a great GM, if you're a bad GM, everybody misses. And the way to improve on the talent is to just have more darts to throw at the dartboard. Now, I would not keep Joe Shane. I think that's crazy. You're going to bring in a new coach and a new staff, and you're going to allow him to pick the next coach. That's going to be filtered through his prism of, the Giants' job is appealing in and of itself, and it becomes more appealing if you get rid of the GM and either allow an established coach to come in here and pick a guy that he can, you know, kind of has the same vision as. Don't limit yourself. You have a blank slate, a blank canvas after this season. That is a plus if you're the New York Giants. And they don't got too many pluses here over the last few years. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number. 888-808-1019. Coming up, we'll get more of your phone calls on the Giants. We have kind of gone through the possible names that might shake free in terms of head coaches with experience and success. There's another name. It's been out there before, but we're bringing it back around because with 2 weeks to go in the season, you could definitely see a scenario where this guy might shake free. So we'll line that up for the Giants if it makes sense. Lots to do. 888-808-1019. Just getting started. It's Gordon Damer with you here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
We've made it to this point. This is, it feels like the final boss. If you can somehow, and I'm not saying the players, I understand the players don't care about it. The players probably aren't going to be here. They don't care about the number one overall pick. I'm just saying in the sports karma, in the sports universe, the sports gods, if there's some way for Giant fans to lose this game, I don't care if it's by a point, I don't care if it's by 50, lose this game. Secure that number one overall pick. It sets you up so much better for the future. And again, look, in our lifetime, it's almost assured that somewhere down the road, I'm not saying anytime soon, but the NFL is probably going to institute a lottery at some point. It just makes sense. Like, every other league has one. It would be unbelievable content in the offseason to figure out where teams are. You're telling me you wouldn't tune into an NFL draft lottery? They could put that on pay-per-view. I would be watching that. So you still have the benefit. Just lose. That's all you got to do. Just keep doing what you're doing. Just keep going the way you're going. It's fine. Look, it's been miserable, but at this point, there's nothing to be gained by winning. Nothing to be gained by winning. And I think securing that number one pick not only sets you up better for the future, I think it makes the job even more appealing. Now, I think the Giants' job is going to be appealing because you got the quarterback you feel like in place. You're going to have a lot of draft picks and high draft picks this upcoming draft. You have some talent on the roster already as long as everybody gets healthy and stays healthy. So I don't think that the Giants, it feels like that they're just, if they do things right, now, they can still screw it up. Anybody can screw it up. There's never a plan that's foolproof. And if you're looking for ways to pick it, yeah, of course. That's what the internet is all based on nowadays. Hey, I really like this salad that I made with chicken. Well, I don't like chicken. You know, like everybody has to find a way to run down things that you are saying things positive about. So there's no plan that is completely foolproof. But the number one overall pick, a head coach to be put in place that has a quarterback to work with, there's not many open jobs that are going to have the amount of things that the Giants are going to have this offseason. And before we get back to the phones here, one of the big things that the Giants are going to have to figure out is the head coach. I have said before, to me, two things that I'm looking for. Somebody who's done the job before and somebody who's had success. That would seem like that would not really be all that outrageous. Somebody who knows what they're doing, day one, walking in the door, and somebody who's had success in the league. So when you kind of look, and we kind of went down this road before, one of the ways to get a coach who has experience is maybe somebody who has a job right now who's going to shake loose. Mike Tomlin's name was the name there for a while. It doesn't look like that's going to happen because it looks like they're not just going to be a playoff team. They're going to win the division. So it looks like Mike Tomlin is staying put and is not going anywhere. Who knows? Maybe things change now. They lose the last couple of games. They miss out on it. Things are always changing, and we're always reacting in real time. But as things line up right now, it kind of feels like that this could be the end for John Harbaugh in Baltimore. Baltimore's season's been very disappointing. Even when they're, I mean, I keep betting them and I keep losing, but it seems like that they are not a playoff team. Had very high expectations coming into the year, and it, for whatever reason, it's been disappointing. And he's been there for a very long time, so could you see a scenario where Baltimore, after this season, says to themselves, you know what, maybe it's time for something a little fresher. He did win a Super Bowl there. It's been a long time. They've had success. They've had double-digit win seasons, but could Baltimore decide, you know what, we want to go a different route, and John Harbaugh shakes free? Well, if he does, he would automatically be on, right, he qualifies for both things. Head coach, successful. But it's almost like the thing with Mike Tomlin when his name became available. And Giant fans probably aren't going to like this. Show me the case, present the case to me that John Harbaugh in some way is more qualified for this job than Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy is not the sexy name. I get it. People kind of look at him and well, you know, he didn't win outside that one year with Rodgers. He's bounced around a little bit. He's older now. He's not in the league currently. He's been free for the last couple of years. He's never anyone's first choice. But present the case to me that John Harbaugh in some way is better than Mike McCarthy. They basically have the same coaching record in their career. They've both won a Super Bowl. But McCarthy's an offensive coach, and if I can find an offensive coach, that's what I want to do, right? Like every single season in the NFL, the MVP goes to a quarterback. Why wouldn't I want a coach who's going to work very closely with that quarterback? Why would I hire a defensive guy if every year the MVP is a quarterback? And McCarthy has done it in more than one spot. And while he did have success in Green Bay, which is historically a very stable organization, they do things the right way. Dallas is like a minefield. Can you imagine all the things you have to work through working with Jerry Jones? Again, behind the scenes, it's probably like Game of Thrones with all the, you know, like all the drama behind the scenes with the owner and the play, you know, that's a very difficult place to consistently win. And Mike McCarthy did that. He was winning 12 games a year. The Giants don't win 12 games in 3 years. And I can tell you this. Like, there was that stat that the Giants have been, 2-8 for the last 4 years or whatever it is. You hire Mike McCarthy, you will not be 2-8 next year. He comes in day one. He is the best available candidate, so much so that even some of the available candidates, he's better than them too. So I'm sure if John Harbaugh does become available, he'll be a name on the Giants list. But to me, I'm waiting and I'm open to names that are better or candidates that are better. But I don't trust the Giants as far as I could throw them. I want somebody I know day one, this is what I can expect from this guy. And that to me is to a T, Mike McCarthy. 888-808-1019, the telephone number, 888-808-1019. Let's go back to the phones. We'll go out to Nick is in Tom's River. Nick, next up on the Fan.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Same to you, Nick.
I've been a Giants fan for 60 years. My father had season tickets at Yankee Stadium. He was such a traditionalist that when they moved up to the Yale Bowl, he let his season tickets go because he didn't want to drive up to Connecticut. But sort of where I'm going with this whole thing is, I look at it from a totally different perspective. I have no faith in the Giants, and it comes down to ownership. And the only way I'll have any faith is if ownership hands the keys to some guy who can run football operations and keep owner and all his relatives out of the room for making decisions. Listen. There was a time when I would drive on Route 3 and there was a 90-year waiting list to get a Giants season ticket. Today, I drive down Route 3. I could buy as many as I want. He's eroded off the fan base. And at this point, it's a running joke with me and my friends. I just want to be sitting in my local sports bar in October and the Giants be playing a meaningful game. In October.
Right.
So until the time where it's not about the coach, it's not about the GM, it's about bringing some guy in who understands NFL, understands players, understands the league to run this organization. The Giant organization is different than others. Our owner doesn't own a steel franchise. Our owner doesn't own an oil franchise. Our owner isn't a IT tech billionaire. Our owner's wealth is based on
family business.
Income.
Sure, yeah,
it's a family business. Hence, we've got people in that organization that you don't want to use the word entitled, but are making value decisions who really shouldn't be. And I can look at my opinion and justify it over the garbage that we've been watching. Listen, I watched it in the 60s and 70s, but we don't have a Pete Rozelle now that'll come in and say, hey, I'm going to give you a guy because my flagship team can't stink for decades. Those days are way over. I mean, somebody needs to talk to John Mara and say, listen, I think the time has come where you're not in the room. You hire somebody to be in the room and to make those decisions because you're going to make your money anyway.
Well, here's the thing, Nick. I think that the Giants would like to do... I think that John Mara would like to do that. And I think you can see that by the fact that he's been reluctant to change things. He doesn't want to get the reputation as somebody who fires people 2 years in a row, quickly, and 2 years after failure, they're getting rid of and bringing in a new regime. They don't want constant changes. John Mara wants to be the guy who puts somebody in place and allows... But how can you do that when the results have been a disaster? Now, I know that looking at the last decade, it's hard to imagine that John Mara is a good owner because the Giants have had nothing but failure. But he's also been the owner when the team has won Super Bowl. So I get it. He has not hired the right people, and that's what it comes down to at the end of the day. It's amazing how quick you can go from a great owner to a terrible owner by just hiring the wrong people. But clearly, I would think not even the Giants could come through this season and say to themselves, you know what, we'll just hire a new coach and leave the GM in place. That, to me, is the first real decision that needs to be made. You've heard people say that that's not a done deal. I can't see how it would be a done deal to leave the GM in place and allow him to pick the next head coach when the last head coach, he had a hand in picking that guy? That's the first big decision the Giants have to make, is figure out who the next head coach, and make no mistake, this next head coach, this is probably going to decide the next 5 years of the organization. Is it going to be more of the same, or is it going to be a fresh start? You have, you know, a lot of times you take over a bad team and there's just things beyond your control. You have to dig yourself out of so much bad. The Giant, whoever takes over this job, they're coming in with a lot of things in the arsenal that they can go to. They got some talent on the roster. They got the quarterback in place. They got a high draft pick, which could very well be the number one pick overall. Now, it's not perfect. You're going to have to pick through a lot of wreckage. But it is a more appealing job, but it's about getting that right person in and pairing him with the right person as GM. And John Mara, I think, wants to be able to put these... Look at the last couple. You think he wanted to fire Joe Judge when he did? He had no choice. They didn't even want to fire Gettleman. They allowed him to walk away on his own because, I mean, it was ridiculous, but they want to leave. John Mara wants to hand the reins to somebody and let that guy be successful, and he's cool with being in the background. He doesn't want to be as in front of the camera as much as he is, answering questions for why this thing hasn't worked out, that thing hasn't worked out. But it just comes down to hiring the right people, and over the last decade, clearly he has not. 888-808-1019. Let's go out to Mike is in Farmingdale. Mike, what's going on?
How are you? Merry Christmas.
Same to you, Mike.
Thank you. Real quick, I got a big Giant fan here. I got the lock of the week. Take the over in the Giant game. Take the Giants money line and take the Giants to cover. This is like the Giants cold game last year. They're going to, this team can't even lose right.
Yeah, it does feel that way. I'm not going to say the numbers, but I will be sprinkling a couple of shekels on the Giants money line for sure on Sunday.
It's disgusting. Merry Christmas to everybody. Use it for some gifts and some drinks.
Yeah, unfortunately, it does seem that way. All right, Mike, thanks for the phone call. 888-808-1019. 888-808-1019. All right, so coming up, we'll get more of your phone calls involved, but there's now this new thing that's kind of come up about Jackson Dart. And Jackson Dart isn't the same since they fired Brian Daboll. Brian Daboll and Jackson Dart had this relationship, and it's been a mistake that he's not been the same guy. We'll dive into a couple of things, because I think there's a lot of fact and fiction, especially fiction when it comes to that. So we'll get into that coming up. 888-808-1019, the telephone number. Really just getting started on a Christmas Eve. Gordon Damer with you here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I fully expect the Giants to win the game and for it to be the most painful experience for Giant fans, which is saying something because it's been nothing but a steady stream of, outside of the 1 year, which turned out to be the worst thing that could happen to you, going to the playoffs, and then you sign Daniel Jones. But speaking to the quarterback, we'll get back to the phones here in a second, 888-808-1019. The idea that has been floated out there that, you know, Jackson Dart, he's just not been the same guy now that you don't have Brian Daboll, that you've taken this relationship which was forming and you broke it apart by firing the head coach, and that has impacted the development of the young quarterback, which at this point, that's all you have to play for, is the development of the young quarterback. Can we keep it based in reality at some point? Everyone's hurt on the offense. Nobody can catch the ball. He's dealt with a concussion issue, Dart. He missed a couple of games as a result. And they're petrified of him getting hurt again. There's, again, nothing left to play for. When he went out with that concussion and missed two games, I said, that's fine. Make him lose more. Like, have him sit out longer. Make sure he's 100%. I don't need to rush him back. I don't need to learn anything else with the rest. I mean, like, what are we learning from? The coaching situation is it's clear that it was a downgrade. It wasn't like we were expecting Mike Kafka to come in here and all of a sudden things were going to be improved. It's a really bad situation. That's why you have to go out and not just get a head coach, but you have to get a head coach who's able to build out an entire staff, who brings in, if he's not an offensive guy, you know, brings in an offensive coordinator who's going to be able to work with the quarterback and get the best out of him. But the idea, the heart of this idea, well, you know, firing Brian Daboll hurt the development of the, like, what did you want to do? Keep the head coach? Now, I was okay keeping the head coach because I was pretty confident it was going to lead to more losses. It's turned out that way anyway. But is anybody actually going to make the argument that the relationship between Brian Daboll and the development of Jackson Dart was so important we're going to keep Brian Daboll beyond this year? Nobody's making that point. So you were going to fire him at some point anyway. But even deeper down, if you want to like drill down on the argument even more, if you're saying that Jackson Dart's development's been hurt by losing Brian Daboll, what you're saying is that Brian Daboll was the only one who was able to get the best out of Jackson Dart in the now. Well, then what you're saying is that Jackson Dart is simply a system quarterback and was like propped up by Brian Daboll's coaching. I don't believe that to be the case. Because if you believe that to be the case, if you believe that Jackson Dart was only successful because of his relationship with Brian Daboll, well, then you should be having a conversation of whether or not to trade the number one pick or to take a quarterback with that pick. I don't believe that's to be the case. I think that Jackson Dart has shown you enough on his own that he is a budding franchise quarterback. Now, there's a lot of things that can go wrong, and the concussion issue does worry me. But in terms of the quarterback and his development and Brian Daboll, yeah, he hasn't been as good without the head coach here. It's a disastrous situation. Everybody's hurt on offense. It wasn't a great offense to begin with. He's missed time as a result of a concussion, and the franchise, rightfully so, is petrified of him getting hurt again. Now, at some point, you got to let him go out there and play his game. You can't neuter him to an extent that he's afraid to run or he's afraid to play his style of football. But I can understand why they feel that way. Could you imagine if Jackson Dart on Sunday goes out there and gets hurt again with another concussion? All of a sudden, this issue, which has been there, I mean, the guy's visited the blue tent four or five times. He's missed time as a result of a concussion already. 2 weeks, not just one. That would be a disaster. And now another thing that whoever the next head coach has to kind of decide, do I really have my quarterback? Is this guy going to be able to alter his game enough to be successful and be available to me as a result of all these concussions? I'm not saying I want to trade Jackson Dart or anything like that, but if he suffers another concussion, you know it's going to be written about because we're writing about the fact that he's not the same guy because Brian Daboll's not here anymore. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number, 888-808-1019. Let's go out to Mike is in Clifton Park. Mike, next up on the Fan.
Hey, great show.
Thanks.
So listen, I went to the Giant game last Sunday, and I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking, my God.
Where did my life go wrong?
Well, it wasn't me so much. I'm thinking, this is 4 years of Joe Shane, and I'm watching barely a kicking game. I'm watching players dropping balls. I'm watching missed tackles. I'm watching a poor game plan by Kafka. And all I wanted to do was see Dart throw the ball, and he kept handing it off. So, listen, the thing about Joe Shane that scares me, if he comes back, which I might, he shouldn't come back.
But of course.
He will keep players that should be cut. And that scares that scares me to death. And I have to tell you, in terms of Jackson Dart, I understand the draft pick and wanting to have the number one pick. But part of me, wants me to see him just ball out the last two games because to feel better about him, because I know he wants to win and he wants to ball out. And the game planning was horrible last Sunday. His players let him down by dropping balls. So, I know the losses will help the Giants in the draft, but I want to see him just go gangbusters the last two games. And anyway, that's it. Have a happy holiday.
All right, Mike, thanks for the phone call. I appreciate that. Well, look, I understand that, but you have to, in life, you have to avoid the temptation of now for the promise of the future. Yes, just think about in your own life. Yeah, going to the gym sometimes is not the fun thing to do. You'd rather sit around and eat some Doritos and watch TV. But in the long run, going to the gym is the better long-term decision. So I get it. I understand the temptation. And it's very hard for me, even from Monday to Saturday, to be thinking it's the best thing for my team to lose. It's the best thing for my team to lose. Then on Sunday, I'm watching the game and I'm getting frustrating that they suck, right? Yes, in the moment, I get that. But the moment the game is over, I go back to rational Gordon, realizing, you know what? The best thing is for this organization to lose. So I understand if during the game on Sunday, you're watching the Giants play the Raiders and you're thinking to yourself, I just want to see Jackson Dart play well. And look, you can root for Jackson Dart to play well, but the Giants still lose. You could probably do both things. You can multitask. But in the long run, that number one pick, being able to trade that number one pick for a few, it's almost like going back in time. Remember when Joe Shane got here? He walked in the door with two number one picks. Now, he blew both of them, but at least he had two number. That was one of the reasons why you felt optimistic about the new regime. But the Giants have to take this as this is not a pivot offseason. This is not a tweak offseason. This is get out the broom and sweep it all away offseason. So the first major decision, and we'll know. If the Giants, when the season's over, I would guess that you would get an announcement within a day or two of whether or not really Joe. I know that they've said in the past that they're planning on having Joe Shane. I feel like that was just to keep some stability in the front office for the time being. If you go and wrap up the season with 11 straight losses in year four of the GM, problems up and down the roster, how can you sell anything to the fan base that, hey, we're moving in the right direction and we're just going to bring in a coach? And you know who's going to do it? The guy who picked the last head coach. What? I'm sorry. Come again? Let's go out to Rico is in Rhode Island. Rico, next up on the Fan.
Gordon, thanks for taking my phone call, and thanks for coming in today.
I appreciate it. So, they're paying me. I'm not doing this for free, Rico. Let's not get crazy.
Yeah. Have a Merry Christmas with you and your family. But what I'm thinking is that why don't we get the dynamic duo in Indiana? Let's get Mendoza and Cignetti and bring them in.
Well, I mean, I don't know that Cignetti has gotten any real play in the NFL circles, and I don't think for the Giants it makes sense to pivot off Jackson Dart. I want that number one pick, not to draft another quarterback. I feel like I have the quarterback. And look, Mendoza is the flavor of the month. He's going to be a fun guy. He's in the conversation clearly for the Jets. But I think that the Giants, one of the appealing things about the job is you feel like you already have the quarterback. And think about the like the fact that Jackson Dart has had any success playing with the group, the playing with the team that he has, that's really saying something. This, in a normal situation, this would be like a prime recipe for a quarterback getting thrown to the wolves by a head coach who was coaching for his job clearly, a GM who should be coaching for his job clearly, a roster that's not very good. This has all the makings of like an overwhelmed young quarterback, and that really has not been the case. Now, last week was rough. I think it was mostly the game plan because they're trying to keep him healthy and they don't want him to get hurt again, and I can understand the appeal of that. But I think that Jackson Dart has shown you more than enough that you want to it's realistic to think about what this guy could be with some real legitimate coaching and some real legitimate talent. And you have that ability moving forward. Especially if you have the number one pick. This is the gift that keeps on giving. You could technically take this pick, trade this pick this year, get a number one next year, and who knows, based on where the Giants are, maybe you trade down next year with that number one pick and acquire more picks. This is a pivot point in Giants history, but it all starts with A, making sure you get a new GM, and securing the number one overall pick. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number, 888-808-1019. Coming up, more phone calls on the Giants. We'll mix the Jets into the conversation because the season's not over yet, and it seems like the conversation about the head coach has already moved on. I'm not sure that it should have moved on, so we'll get into that coming up. 888-808-1019, it's Gordon Damer with you here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.